98.7 FM Cool Kids in a Radio Show. Sit back and relax as you jam with the best at RBES.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know.
Good morning and welcome back to another amazing week at Red Bank Elementary School.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Kayla.
We will be your anchors this morning on Cool Kids in a Radio Show.
On this week's show, we celebrate the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., whose birthday was last week. Learn about one of our amazing teachers here at RBE, talk with Ms. Stewart in the cafeteria about breakfast in the classroom, get a music lesson from Mr. Barfield in the morning band program.
And Xavier reminds us all how to sharpen the saw, so sit back and relax as you jam with the best at RBES.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. Behold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
This week, we celebrate the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King paved the way for African American rights during the Civil Rights Movement.
Kala highlights his life and shares one amazing speech forever remembered in the United States history.
Hi, I'm Kala, and I'm here to talk about Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday is January 15, 1929, born in Atlanta, Georgia. In Martin's community, he faced some problems. Black and white kids couldn't play together. African Americans were treated badly because of the color of their skin. This is called segregation. This means being separated because of their race, culture, religion, or other reason. Businesses and water fountains were segregated. When he grew up, he became a minister. He helped to lead peaceful protest segregation. A woman named Rosa Parks would not give up her spot and got sent to jail. Then Martin Luther King Jr. helped to create the Montgomery bus boycott for protesting the segregation on the buses. 1,000 people did not go on the buses anymore. On August 28, 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. delivered the most unforgettable speech called I Have a Dream. It explained why all people should be treated equally. I'm so thankful for the things Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did to impact our world. He truly made a mark.
I like making art because it helps me play basketball and let me do community service.
I like Make Your Mark because it helps me with my homework and helps me do better in class.
Guess what else I like about Make Your Mark? It provides college scholarships to high school students at Whitnall.
Make Your Mark, developing global citizens through leadership, academics, and athletics. Visit us at www.makeyourmarkfound.org.
What an incredible man. I'm so glad for the things he did to bring forth equal rights for African Americans, while going from amazing people in history to amazing people around our school. Paris caught up with her teacher, Miss Riker, to learn more about what inspired her to be a teacher.
Hi, I am Paris.
And I am Ada. We are with Paris's amazing teacher, Miss Riker. Welcome to the show. What do you like about RBE?
I love working with the amazing teachers and awesome students here at RBE.
How many years have you taught?
I have taught for 15 years.
What is your most favorite grade to teach?
That is a hard question because I've taught many grades and I love them all, but right now I'm teaching third grade, so that is my favorite.
What do you like about teaching?
I love watching students learn.
Who or what inspired you to be a teacher?
I went to school here at RBE, so I had some amazing teachers like Miss Corley and Miss Jennings, and they inspired me to be a teacher.
Before we go, I'd like to tell you why I think you're such an amazing teacher. You are nice and have fun lessons. I love being in your class. Roadrunners, we all have amazing teachers at RBE. If you want to come on the show and talk about your teacher, let me know. We'd love to hear about them. Bye.
Ring.
What sounds good for lunch?
Beef and cheese.
Yeah, with bacon, portobello mushrooms, all hot and melty. So Wendy's.
Wendy's, definitely. Let's go.
What's that behind your back?
Leave ordinary behind with Wendy's portobello melt. Apple with smoked bacon, rich portobellos, and melty cheddar sauce. Unleash the power of the melt. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
Didn't know.
It's always great to hear about the amazing things our teachers do around RBE to help students become better leaders. Something else that helps students be their best is getting the day started off with breakfast. Here at RBE, everyone gets a free breakfast each morning. Kylie talked with Miss Stewart to find out how this came to be.
Hello, Roadrunners. Haven't you enjoyed breakfast delivered to your classroom? I'm Kylie, and I'm here with Miss Stewart to discuss how we're so lucky to have breakfast delivered to us for free every morning. Welcome to the show. Who made it possible to have free breakfast delivered to our classrooms?
It's a government funding program that we were able to get for the school.
How do you think it's been going so far?
It's been going very good. All the kids are enjoying to come and picking it up and going back to the classroom with it, and it's been going very good.
Will this happen again next year, or do you have to wait and see how this year goes?
We probably have to wait until see how this year goes, but I'm more than likely we'll probably have it again next year.
Why do you think this program is important?
It's important because some kids are not able to eat at home, and some kids are not because they're rushed all the time. And so now they can come to school and eat breakfast, so that they can be well energized to be able to go on with their school day.
Is there anything else our listeners should know about breakfast in the classroom?
Each day is a different thing. If y'all would like, y'all could give me send me something saying what y'all would like to see if we can get for next year. We can try to see if we can do different items again.
Well, Roadrunners, we are so lucky to get breakfast for free in the classrooms every morning. I hope this continues next year. Have great days.
Come
Come on, little doggy, sit, sit.
Aw.
Sit, sit.
You train your little doggy?
Yeah, shake.
Aw, maybe it's grumpy. You know, maybe it's lunchtime.
Oh, right, it is lunchtime. Chomp. Little doggy.
It's okay. But does it taste good?
Mm-hmm.
A little doggy, a big bite. Little doggy, starting at $1.29. And don't forget, half-price slushies every day at happy hour. This is how you sign it.
We are so lucky to all get free breakfast here at RBE. It is so delicious. I especially like the banana nut bread they serve once in a while. You know what else makes us lucky? Having a morning man program here at RBE. I get to participate, and I absolutely love it. Wyndham and I talked with our band teacher, Mr. Barfield, about this amazing opportunity.
Did you like that song?
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Wyndham.
We are two trombone players in the Red Bank Elementary Band.
We caught up with Mr. Barfield, our band teacher, to learn more.
What was your first band instrument you played?
I started on the trombone, and I just loved band and loved playing music when I was a kid and knew that that's what I wanted to do when I grow up.
How many instruments can you play, and what is your favorite?
Well, my favorite is the trombone. That's what I started on, but I can play most of the band instruments fairly well, and I can definitely teach all of the band instruments.
What is your favorite type of music to teach in band?
Well, I love jazz music as well as concert band, marching band, and just pop tunes. Everything that's on the radio, we can also play in the band, so it's a lot of fun.
Is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners?
Well, I would encourage everyone to try for band. Band is a lot of fun. You meet a lot of friends. You go on a lot of trips, and you get to play concerts all the time. You can't go wrong if you're in the band.
Thanks for being on the show.
If you love music, love sport, and love competition, this is the place for you. Band covers all three.
Rising fourth graders, get ready to sign up next year. Have a great day.
Color me gone, I'm heading to the Waffle House, who are proud supporters of RBE. Waffle House is yum, yum, good.
I love band. Music is just one of those things that eases my mind. Speaking of which, Xavier is going to share with us about how we can improve our mind and body by sharpening the saw.
Ding, 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 ding.
Paris, what are you doing?
I'm sharpening the saw like you told me to do the other day.
No, that's not what I meant.
But what did you mean then?
I meant do something to help your body stay in shape.
Oh.
For example, I'll make your mark on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I play basketball. We run, jump, do exercises, and it frees my mind from all the work I did during school.
I see. So when I participate in Girls on the Run, that is a way to sharpen the saw?
Exactly. Sharpening the saw means helping make your body and mind become more healthy. Well, runners, in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle, all work and no play can hurt you. So take time to get out and do some things to keep your mind and body healthy.
They're playing basketball.
All around the world.
We are the basketball.
To the beach, y'all.
They're playing basketball.
Let's go. All around the world.
We are the best.
Y'all know. This is so, so
dead.
To the beach, y'all.
Last weekend, I sharpened the saw by walking my dog. It's so important that we all take time to do that. That's what I plan to do right now, which means that's the end of our show. But come back next week as you jam with the best at RBES. See ya!